Golf carts travel slowly, both by law and by design. That's just as well, as I take a spin around the Piatt County town of Cerro Gordo with Tim Allen on his gasoline-powered cart. On a basic model like this one, there's very little between the rider and the road. No doors, no roof, and no seat belts.
This one doesn't have a top on it, so it does give it a lot more of an open feel. You get a top on it, you can put a windshield on it. It gives you a little bit more of a car feel, more of a enclosed ride.
Tim Allen and his wife Shay run LG Custom Carts, repairing and customizing golf carts out of their Cerro Gordo garage. And they lobbied for the town's new golf cart ordinance, which took effect just last month. Local governments in Illinois have had the authority for the past decade to allow golf carts and other so-called neighborhood vehicles on their streets. But they have to have basic features like lights and turn signals and stay on local streets with low speed limits. This year, the concept has zoomed in popularity. Drew Hole, the city administrator for Tuscola in Douglas County, says the reason why is obvious.
You know, the few people that have expressed a desire, I think it's entirely about fuel savings.
It's no surprise that golf carts are just cheaper to run than cars. One cart maker, Club Car, claims their gasoline-powered models get 26 to 31 miles per gallon, about a nickel a mile at local gas prices. For electric models, the cost goes down even more to 1 or 2 cents a mile. But in Tuscola, the city council said no last month to golf carts on the street, at least for now. Mayor Dan Kleiss says there are too many questions about the practice, especially with a state law that leaves it up to local governments to decide which streets are safe for golf carts.
Let's say that we say Street X is okay to travel on and something happens on Street X. Do we then become liable because we said it was okay to travel on that road as opposed to any other moving vehicle? We do not do that. We do not regulate what road is safe and not safe to travel on, per se.
And the number of Americans getting hurt in golf carts is going up. Researcher Lara McKenzie of Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, says she was surprised when the study she co-authored found the number of golf carted-related injuries in the U.S. rose 132% in 17 years. McKenzie says about 70% of the accidents occurred off the road, at sports or recreational facilities, say golf courses.
And injuries that occurred on the street, however, more often resulted in concussions and were more likely to require hospitalization than injuries that occurred in other locations.
Tim Allen defends the golf carts and compares them to another type of low-speed vehicle commonly allowed on the street.
As far as liability from a municipality's aspect, your liability on a golf cart being on the street should be no more than a bicycle. If somebody gets hurt on a golf cart or falls out of a golf cart, it's no different than them falling off of a bike.
As the safety discussion continues, the state law that lets local governments regulate golf carts and other neighborhood vehicles could be expanded. State Representative Chapin Rose of Mahomet says he's working on legislation that would add all-terrain vehicles and off-road motorcycles to the list of vehicles that municipalities could make street legal. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.